今天我要讲的那个题目是永在的父。
The topic I'm going to preach about today is the everlasting Father.
那首先让我们打开圣经以赛亚书第九章第六节到第七节。
Let's open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
以赛亚书第九章第六节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙赐世全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，他的政权以平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就至世。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The seal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
我记得年轻时，特别是在大学念书的时候。
I remember when I was young, especially in college days.
每年的母亲节，我都寄一个卡片给我的母亲。
I will mail a Mother's Day card every year to my mom.
或者打个电话问候她。
Or I may call her and ask how she's doing.
从来没有想到父亲节这回事。
I never really give Father's Day much thought.
但是最近十几年，比较多人庆祝这个父亲节。
But in the last 10+ years, more and more people are celebrating Father's Day.
过去一般的人都纪念母亲节。
In the past, many people celebrated Mother's Day.
没有纪念父亲节。
But not Father's Day.
一般的人都认为母亲是伟大的。
Most people think that mother is great.
有首歌，我相信你们都会唱。
There's a song.And I think most of you know of it.
世上只有妈妈好。
It's only it's good to have a mom on earth.
其实这句歌词不是绝对的。
Except the lyrics actually is not absolute.
我想你世上有好多爸爸都是好的。
I think there are a lot of good fathers on earth.
哦，父亲节这个观念很久以前就有了。
Actually, this concept of a Father's Day exists a long time ago.
我们在1910年的时候，有一位母亲，她的名字叫做 Mrs. Sonara Smart Todd.
In 1910, there's a mother, and her name is Mrs. Sonara Smart Todd.
那么在那一年的母亲节。
And during the Mother's Day that year,
那么他在华盛顿州这个 Spokane 这个地方一间教会听牧师讲道。
She was in a church in Spokane, Washington, listening to a preaching.
而牧师谈到母亲的伟大。
And the preacher was talking about how great a mother is.
那么这位做母亲的听到牧师的信息。
And so this being a mother, she was listening to the message.
那么她心里面有很大的感触。
She was touched.
那么她想起自己的父亲。
She thought of her own father.
因为她的母亲很早的时候就去世了。
Because her own mother passed away many years ago.
所以留下六个孩子。
So she left behind 6 children.
她跟五位兄弟。
So it's herself and 5 siblings.
所以她的父亲必须要负起养家的责任。
So her father must bring them up
辛辛苦苦的把这六个孩子养大
and raised the six children.
所以她感觉到她的父亲是一位很伟大的父亲。
So she thought that her father was a very great father.
所以她就开始提倡，不只要庆祝母亲节，也要庆祝这个父亲节。
So she started this movement to begin to celebrate not only Mother's Day, but also Father's Day.
所以她的建议得到当地教会的支持。
Her suggestion was supported by the local church.
所以美国的报章就在宣传这个在 spoken 开始的这个父亲节。
And so the newspapers began to report of this movement started in Spokane.
所以对这个父亲节感兴趣的人越来越多。
And so more and more people were interested in this idea of a Father's Day.
但是这个父亲节没有这个母亲节这么受欢迎。
But Father's Day was not really as acceptable as Mother's Day.
不晓得是什么原因。
Don't know why.
可能是那首歌吧。
Maybe it's because of that one song.
那么他的建议没有立刻的得到美国国会的通过。
So her suggestion was not immediately accepted by the Senate.
The Congress.
Congress.
那么一直到1916年的时候。
So in 1916.
美国的总统 Woodrow Wilson.
The then President Woodrow Wilson.
那么和他的家人就在自己的家里面庆祝这个父亲节。
He and his family celebrated Father's Day in his own house.
那么一直到1924年的时候。
So in 1924,
美国的总统 Calvin Coolidge,
the then President Calvin Coolidge.
那么他提议说，如果有州政府他们要庆祝这个父亲节的话。
So he suggested if the state government want to celebrate Father's Day,
他们可以个别的庆祝。
Then they can celebrate it individually.
那么过后，很多人都建议美国的政府把这个父亲节宣布为一个官方的节日。
And so thereafter, many people have suggested that the government pronounce this particular day as a official holiday.
我们在1957年的时候。
And so in 1957,
有一位美国的国会参议员。
There's a senator, Margaret. There's a senator.
她的名字叫做 Margaret Chase Smith.
Her name was Margaret Chase Smith.
所以她写了一封很坚持的信给美国的国会。
She wrote a very strong letter.
她说如果要庆祝母亲节。
She said if you are going to celebrate Mother's Day,
必须要庆祝父亲节。
You also need to celebrate Father's Day.
不然的话两个都要庆祝。
Otherwise, don't celebrate either one.
她说只庆祝母亲节，不庆祝父亲节，是一个不能够想象的侮辱。
She said it is a great insult to only celebrate Mother's Day and not Father's Day.
那么渐渐在一直到1972年的时候。
Then gradually in 1972.
就是62年过后。
And that's 62 years afterwards.
美国的总统尼克逊正式的宣布父亲节成为美国的官方节日。
The then President Nixon then officially announced that Father's Day became a holiday.
所以我们知道这个父亲节的历史和背景。
So now we understand the background and the history of Father's Day.
所以今天是父亲节。
So today is Father's Day.
我们趁着这个机会，我要跟大家分享圣经里面一个名词，也就是父这个名词。
So I want to use this opportunity to share with you a term used in the Bible, and it is Father.
这个名词在旧约圣经里面偶尔会出现。
This term or this noun has appeared in the Old Testament occasionally.
但是在新约圣经里面，你会发觉到经常的出现。
But in the New Testament, it appears often.
那么首先我们来看旧约圣经。
So let's look at the Old Testament first.
然后我们再看新约圣经。
And then we'll look at the New Testament.
那么在旧约圣经里面，耶和华神的名被称为父。
In the Old Testament, Jehovah God was called upon as Father.
耶和华神也被称为是以色列人的父。
He was also called the father of the Israelites.
比如说我们看这个出埃及记第四章第二十节。
For example, if we look at Exodus chapter 4 verse 22.
你要对法老说，耶和华这样说，以色列人是我的儿子，我的长子。
Then say to Pharaoh, this is what the Lord says, Israel is my firstborn son.
我们之前经文说，耶和华神是以色列人的父，以色列人是耶和华的长子。
So here it says, the Lord is the father of the Israelites, and Israel is his firstborn son.
我们在生命记第32章第6节，摩西问以色列人问了一个问题。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 6, Moses asked the Israelites a question.
一位无知的民啊,
old village and unwise people.
你们这样报答耶和华吗?
Is this the way you repay the Lord?
他岂不是你的父?
Is he not your father?
将你哪里来的吗?
Your creator who made you and formed you?
他是制造你建立你的。
He is your creator who made you and formed you.
我们看到生命记讲到耶和华是以色列人的父。
And so in Deuteronomy says that Jehovah Lord is the father.
他也是以色列人的创造者。
He is also the creator of the Israelites.
然后在何西亚书第11章第1节这么说。
In Hosea chapter 11 verse 1 it says,
以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son.
我们这些经文告诉我们，耶和华神爱以色列人。
Here it tells us that Jehovah God loved the Israelites.
把他看也是好像儿子一样。
He looked upon her as a child.
然后把他从埃及地拯救出来。
And he called them out of Egypt.
同样的，在耶利米书31章第9节这么说。
And similarly, in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 9 it says,
他们要负气而来，我要照他们恳求的引导他们。
They will come with weeping, they will pray as I bring them back.
使他们在河水旁走正直的路，在其上不致半点。
I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble.
因为我是以色列人的父。 以法莲是我的长子。
Because I am Israel's father, and Abram is my firstborn son.
我们看到这几节经文告诉我们，以色列人是耶和华神的儿子。
So from these few verses, Israel is God's son.
而耶和华神是以色列人的父。
And Jehovah God is the father.
我们耶和华神是以色列人的父，表明神在以色列人的身上那种权力跟责任。
He is the father of Israel, shows his authority and his responsibility.
我们神的责任就好像父亲看顾自己的孩子一样。
God's responsibility is much like a father looking after his own child.
以赛亚书64章第8节这么说。
In Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8 it says,
耶和华，现在你乃是我的父，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你的手，你手的工作。
Yes, O Lord, you are our father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
我们这节经文讲到以色列人好像泥土一样。
And so in this verse it says Israel is like a clay.
神是窑匠。
And God is the potter.
神是窑匠，把以色列人塑造成为他所喜悦的人。
So he molded them and made them into the people that pleases him.
在旧约圣经里面，
In the Old Testament,
我们看到这个父的名词，形容到耶和华神跟以色列人之间那种关系。
Jehovah God was described as a father, and it reflects the relationship he has with Israel.
我们在旧约圣经里面，父这个名词是充满的尊严。
And in the Old Testament, the word father is full of dignity.
而且是值得 尊敬的。
And it is worth respect.
父亲有很大的权力。
The father has great authority.
他是家里的头。
He is the head of the household.
那如果儿子犯错的话。
And if the son has made a mistake.
那么做父亲的有权力把长子的名分拿掉。
The father has the authority to remove his birthright.
那做父亲的也有权力要把祝福给谁就给谁。
And the father also has the authority to bless whomever he wants.
他是赐福者。
He is the one who gives the blessing.
雅各跟以扫的那个故事就是一个很典型的一个例子。
The story between Jacob and Esau is a very typical story.
雅各跟以扫的父亲叫以撒。
Their father's name is Isaac.
那么以撒在年老的时候要把这个祝福赐给他的孩子。
When Isaac was old, he wanted to bless his children.
那么以扫是长子。
Esau is the oldest.
那雅各是次子。
Jacob is the youngest.
那只有长子是能够得到这个长子的名分。
Only the oldest can receive the blessing for the oldest son.
不是次子雅各。
Not the second son, Jacob.
但是我们看圣经的时候。
But when we read the Bible,
我们看到这个以扫他不看重自己长子的名分。
But we saw that Esau did not respect his birthright.
所以他把自己长子的名分卖给雅各。
So he sold his birthright to Jacob.
直到他失去了这个长子的名分。
And so he lost his birthright.
失去了这个祝福。
And he lost his blessing.
所以最后得到这个祝福的是雅各。
So in the end, the one who received the blessing is Jacob.
无论如何，我们看到做父亲的有这个权利，把这个祝福给谁就给谁。
Nevertheless, you can see that the father has the authority to bless whomever he wants.
虽然父亲有很大的权利。
Even though the father has a lot of authority.
但是父亲也有他的责任。
A father also has his responsibility.
他的责任就是关顾和爱护他的孩子。
His responsibility is to look after and to care for his children.
那么除了这些，他必须要去管教，还有训练他的孩子。
He also has to train and discipline them.
我们在旧约圣经里面，父这个名词也有它的含义。
And in the Old Testament, the word father also has another meaning.
父是指某某东西的源头。
Father means the source of something.
就是包括耶和华神是以色列人生命的源头。
It includes that Jehovah God is the source of Israel.
立法的源头。
He is also the source of the law.
除此之外，耶和华神也是传达者或者传授者。
He is also a messenger or a
He's a messenger.
It's like whatever he wants, he needs Israel, he needs Israel to know, he tells them.
好，举个例子，当以色列人进入迦南地的时候。
For example, after the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan.
那么耶和华神就借着摩西把这个律法传达给他们。
And so through Moses, he taught the Israelites the law.
所以父这个名词，我们会偶尔在旧约圣经里面看到。
So the word father appeared occasionally in the Old Testament.
我们同时在新约圣经里面，我们会看到经常的出现。
But in the New Testament, it appeared often.
在新约圣经里面，我们知道我们的主耶稣称神为父。
In the New Testament, we know that Jesus Christ called God his Father.
在旧约圣经里面，父的名词偶尔出现。
In the Old Testament, the word Father appears occasionally.
那么在旧约圣经里面，这个父的名词形容耶和华神跟以色列人那种之间那种关系。
So in the Old Testament, the word Father describes a relationship between God and Israel.
是。就是神跟以色列人之间那种关系。
It is the relationship between a God and a group of people, Israel.
是跟一个群体的关系。
And it is a group of people.
而不是跟一个人之间那种关系。
It is not the relationship between a God and a person.
但是当我们来到新约圣经的时候，
But as we come into New Testament,
我们看到神不再是以一个群体那种关系。
We see that it describes not only the relationship between a God and a group of people.
而是以一个人之间那种关系。
It is the relationship between a God and an individual.
比如说，耶稣是神的儿子。
For example, Jesus is the Son of God.
那主耶稣称神为他的父。
Jesus called God his Father.
我们看到父这个名词在马可福音出现了只有四次。
We see that the word Father appears in the Gospel of Mark only four times. In Matthew, in the book of Matthew, it's 36 times. And in the Gospel of John, it appeared 100 times. So when you read the Gospel of John, you will notice that the word Father appeared all the time.
那么这个名词，耶稣啊，就是耶稣称神为他自己的父。
And it appeared when Jesus mentioned his own, his God, and he called him Father.
耶稣把自己看为是神的儿子。
Jesus looked upon himself as the Son of God.
那么从这点，我们就看到这位神是三位一体的神。
And from here, you can see that this is a triune God.
所以在约翰福音第一章第十八节这么说。
In John chapter 1 verse 18 it says,
从来没有人看见神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But God the one and only who is at the Father's side has made him known.
我们圣经讲到这位神被称为是父。
In the Bible, it says that God was being called upon as the Father.
而这位独生子，也就是耶稣基督，把他表明出来。
And that the only Son, Jesus, made him known.
那么主耶稣出来传扬天国的福音的时候，
And when Jesus began his preaching,
那么他经常谈到这个名词，就是天父。
He often mentioned Heavenly Father.
那么到了这个地步，他的门徒就问他，那么到底这位父是谁？
And so, at a certain point, the disciples asked him, so who is this Heavenly Father?
他说，可以不可以将这位父给我们看？
They asked, can we see this Heavenly Father?
那么耶稣就对门徒说，
And so Jesus told them,
他说，你看到我就看到父。
He said, when you see me, you see the Heavenly Father.
所以当耶稣基督讲这句话的时候，
So when Jesus said this,
他讲到这个道成肉身那个真理。
He talked about the truth of becoming flesh.
约翰福音第一章第十四节这么讲。
In John chapter 1 verse 14 it tells us.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
The word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以我们看到这些经文告诉我们，两千年前的时候，神道成的肉身来到人间。
So the verse tells us that 2,000 years ago, God became flesh and lived among us.
从借助耶稣基督来到这个世界上，表明这个天父。
And through Jesus Christ, He showed us the Heavenly Father.
所以我们看到圣经里面，在新约圣经。
So we can see in the New Testament.
我们讲到这位父道成的肉身来到这个世界上。
It talks about the Father becoming flesh and lived among us.
我们新约圣经里面有很多的比喻。
There are many parables in the New Testament.
有一个比喻我们大家非常熟悉的。
There is a very familiar parable.
就是浪子的比喻。
And it is the
prodigal
son.
比喻里面讲到一位父亲和两个孩子。
Talk about a father and two sons.
那么有一天老二讲，老二不要干。
And so one day, the youngest one told the father, I'm not going to be around anymore.
他跟他的父亲讲。
So he told his father.
他说把家产分给我。
He said, give me my inheritance.
啊，希望你的儿子不会跟你这么讲。
I hope your son doesn't tell you that.
把我的家产分给我。
Give me my inheritance.
他得到这个家产之后。
So after he received the inheritance.
那么他就到远方的地方去。
He left and went to a far away, far away place.
啊，就是花费他的资财。
And he just spent them.
那么在那个地方花天酒地。
And he lived a lavish life.
我刚好这个地方圣经告诉我们遇到饥荒
and at that particular time there were famine in the land
啊，连刺都都没有
and there was nothing to eat
啊，圣经讲他必须要吃猪所吃的
and the Bible told us it was at a point where he wants to eat what the pigs are eating
啊，就是想象到一个犹太人吃猪所吃的是不能够想象的事情
You cannot imagine a Jew trying to eat what the pigs are eating.
所以他的生命来到一个尽头。
So his life has come to an end.
而突然间他醒悟过来。
And so he realized at that time.
那么他回到他父亲的面前。
He then returned to his father.
我们看这个比喻的时候。
So when we look at this parable.
我们发觉到这位父亲欢迎这位孩子回到家里。
We saw that the father welcomed the child back.
把这个上好的袍子给他穿上。
He gave him the best robe.
然后把这个戒指戴在他的指头上。
And then he gave him his ring.
把这个鞋子穿在他的脚上。
Gave him shoes to wear.
然后还宰了一只肥牛。
And he also slaughtered a fat cow calf.
啊，来庆祝这个孩子回到家。
To celebrate his son's return.
当我们看到，当我们看这个比喻的时候
，When we look at this parable,
那么其实这个比喻中心的信息不是这个浪子。
Actually, the center message of this whole parable is not the prodigal son.
这个比喻中心的信息是讲到这位父亲。
Its message is centered around the father.
我们这位父亲就是我们在天上的父。
This father represents our heavenly father.
这个比喻形容到这位天父是充满恩典的天父。
It describes our heavenly father as one who is full of love.
而且充满那种慈爱和怜悯那位天父。
And that he is full of blessing and mercy.
他不计算他那个孩子的过犯。
He does not count our wrongdoing.
他赦免了这个孩子的过犯。
And he forgave what the son has done.
就是这位天父。
This is the Heavenly Father.
所以当我们想到这位天父的时候
，So when we think about this Heavenly Father,
我们必须想到他的恩典、他的慈爱，还有他的怜悯。
We need to remember his, his love, his mercy, and his blessing.
那么这位神除了是耶稣基督的父
，So besides being the Father of Jesus,
他也是相信他的人的父。
God is also the Father of whomever believes in Him.
那么借着耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩
，and through the salvation accomplished on the cross by Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，所有愿意悔改、相信耶稣的人都能够成为神的儿女。
All those who believe in God can become His children.
那么圣经主导文就是一个明证。
The Lord's Prayer is a great example.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And so, as when we pray with that, our heavenly Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
那么从这里我们看到神成为那些向他祷告的人的父亲。
So we can see that God became the Father of those who pray.
我们相信耶稣得救的人，圣经告诉我们他得到。
Those who believe in God and repented can receive, can become the son.
以弗所书第一章第五节这么说。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 it says,
又因爱我们，就按照自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.In accordance with his pleasure and will.
所以我们看到圣经里面讲，信耶稣的人成为神的儿女。
So we can see that in the Bible it tells us those who believe in Jesus Christ become the children.
然后神成为我们的天父。
And God became our Heavenly Father.
所以每次我们祷告的时候。
So each time when we pray,
我们说亲爱的父神或者亲爱的天父。
We call our dear Heavenly Father or our dear Father.
你看到这种关系是很特殊的那种关系。
You can see there is a very special relationship here.
在旧约圣经里讲到耶和华神跟以色列人那种关系是那种父子的关系。
In the Old Testament, it talks about the relationship between God and Israel, and it is between a father and son.
然后来到新约圣经的时候，我们看到神跟他的儿女那种关系也是父跟子女那种关系。
And in the New Testament, it is the relationship between a father and his children, and it's also a relationship of father and son.
我们在世上每一个人都有自己的父亲。
And on earth, we all have our own father.
啊，我们当中有些父亲还活着的。
And there are some among us whose father are still living.
啊，我的父亲在半年前已经离开世界。
My own father passed away 8 years ago.
但是圣经告诉我们，除了有地上的父亲。
But the Bible tells us there is another, besides our earthly father.
那么那些相信耶稣得救的人，有一位天上的父亲。
Those who believe have a heavenly father.
那么这位父亲就是啊，刚才我们在以赛亚书所读那段经文所说的父亲。
And this father is in the passage which we just read in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
而政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙赐赐，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这些事。
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
如果今天你还没有认识这位永在的父的话，
If you still don't know this everlasting Father,
那我邀请来认识他。
I invite you to come and know him.
我们知道，刚才我讲，每一个人都有自己在地上的父亲。
We know that all of us have an earthly father.
我们自己的父亲有一天会离开这个世界。
And one day our earthly father will pass away.
但是我们知道，我们可以有另外的一位天父。
But we know that we can have another heavenly father.
我们只要我们愿意相信耶稣基督成为我们的个人的救主。
Only if we believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
那么这里永在的父就好像在浪子的比喻里面形容那位父亲一样。
This everlasting Father is like the Father described in the parable of the prodigal son.
如果你愿意回到天父那里去。
If you are willing to go back to Heavenly Father.
那么这位天父会好像浪子里面那个故事。讲到那位父亲一样
Then our heavenly father will be just like that father in the parable.
然后欢迎你回到他的怀抱中
He'll welcome you into his bosom.
你是否愿意
Are you willing?
那么让我们一起来重新祷告
Let us pray one heart.
天父，我们感谢你是我们地上的父亲。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us earthly fathers.
我们更加的要感谢你，那些愿意相信你的人，能够 与天父建立的关系。
And we thank you for allowing those who believe to establish a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
求主帮助。
Please help us.
也求主让那些还没有认识这位天父的的人。
And please help those who still have not come to know this Heavenly Father.
能够打开他们的心门。
Please open their hearts.
来与这位天父建立一个永恒的关系。
So they can establish an eternal relationship with the Heavenly Father.
求主帮助。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。